the best engine-building board games of 2026, ranked. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. Buy Wingspan first. It is the best engine builder for almost everyone, beautiful, teachable, and it makes the snowball feeling obvious without a wall of rules. When you outgrow it, climb to Ark Nova, our number one ranked game and the deepest, most replayable engine in the genre. And if you only ever own three, let them be Wingspan, Terraforming Mars, and Ark Nova, the gateway, the benchmark, and the champion. In 2008, a designer named Donald X. Vaccarino published a small box of cards called Dominion, and in doing so invented an idea that the act of asterisk buying cards which buy better cards could be a whole game. The deck builder was born, and from that seed grew the entire engine-building family, the tableau builders, the dice builders, the bag builders, the genre that now rules the modern table. Let us define the term plainly. An engine-building game is one in which you assemble a self-reinforcing system, a machine of cards, cubes, dice, or marbles that converts resources into points, money, or actions with asterisk increasing efficiency over time asterisk. You begin weak, you build, and if you build well, the engine eventually runs itself, producing more each turn than you put in. This page ranks the 12 that matter most, from the lightest on-ramp to the heaviest brain burner. The order honors weight and depth, not popularity. Read it as a ladder, not a list. The lesson of the whole genre is hidden in a single sentence, and we will return to it often. An engine you never turn on scores nothing. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What exactly is an engine builder, and what isn't one? The word asterisk engine is abused. Veterans on the design forums draw a line that beginners rarely see, and it is worth learning before you spend a dollar. A combo is two cards that work well together once. A snowball is a pile that simply gets bigger. But a true engine does work for you automatically. Late in the game, your built system gives you things without you choreographing every step. Dominion's deck eventually deals you the cards you need. That is an engine. A tableau that merely grows is not. The genre has four recognized branches. Tableau builders, Wingspan, Terraforming Mars, Ark Nova, grow a visible board of cards in front of you. Deck builders, Dominion, improve the deck you draw from. Dice builders, roll for the galaxy, draft, and assign dice. Bag builders pull tokens from a sack that you have stocked over time. Knowing which branch a game belongs to tells you in advance how it will asterisk feel and whether it is the engine you actually want. Engine versus snowball, snowball, a position that keeps growing larger. Engine, a system that produces for you with rising efficiency, eventually running on its own. Every engine snowballs, not every snowball is an engine. The one rule to carry into every game: there are two phases to every engine builder. You build, upgrade the system, then you run it, convert to points. Do not try to do both on every turn. Which engine builder should a complete beginner buy first? Begin with Wingspan. It is the near-universal first recommendation for one reason: it makes the snowball asterisk visible. Every turn your tableau of birds grows demonstrably stronger, and the moment your food and egg engine starts to chain, the genre's whole appeal arrives at once. If you want something even lighter, Splendor and Gizmos are the cleanest 30 to 40 minute demonstrations of the mechanic ever printed. Splendor is the purest abstract. Collect gems, buy cards that discount future cards, escalate. Gizmos is the clearest teaching tool of all. Marbles literally trigger chain reactions you can watch fire down the table. The beginner's craft is small and concrete. Don't hoard. An unused engine scores nothing, so spend and trigger rather than admire. In Wingspan, prioritize the brown between turn powers and a reliable food source early. They pay off every single round thereafter. In Splendor, buy the cheap discount cards first. Each one permanently lowers the price of everything you buy next. That is the engine in miniature, and once you feel it, you will recognize it everywhere. The beginner's first move in any engine builder asks of every purchase: does this pay me back more than once? If yes, and it's early, buy it. Discounts and per turn income compound, one-time points do not. When do you stop building and start scoring? The intermediate leap here is the mistake that separates the beginner from the journeyman, and it is the single most repeated error in the entire genre. Players fall in love with building and forget to turn the engine on. They tune a beautiful machine all game and never cash it into points. The cure is the pivot turn, the specific round where you stop building income and switch to pure point production. Build too early and the engine isn't ready. Pivot too late and there aren't enough rounds left to fire it more than once. Veterans watch the round counter and pivot on a chosen turn. Newcomers always pivot too late. This is the tier where you graduate to games that reward planning a chain rather than reacting. Race for the Galaxy, Res Arcana, It's a Wonderful World, and Roll for the Galaxy. Learn to read the win condition backward. In a four-round game like It's a Wonderful World, calculate how many production cascades you can still fire, and build toward that number, not toward a prettier tableau. And in Res Arcana, understand that your opening artifact draft basically sets your strategy. Learn which mages and monuments your starting hand supports before you spend a single turn committing to a plan it cannot sustain. The genre's deadliest habit, building the engine too long and never converting it, is the one mistake genre-wide. If you reach the final two rounds still upgrading, you have already lost. You simply don't know it yet. Read the round counter backward, count how many times your engine can still asterisk fire before the game ends. If the answer is once, stop building immediately and start scoring. How do the heavyweights play differently? The tournament tier, at the top of the ladder, engine optimization meets an asterisk live race, and efficiency per action becomes the entire game. This is Ark Nova and Terraforming Mars, 2 hour plus brain burners, and emphatically not gateways. In Ark Nova, the real engine is not any animal card. It is the action card, snail, track. Every time you use an action, you push it to the back of the line, so sequencing which action you spend and reload matters more than any single card you play. Master the order, and you master the game. The tournament player's discipline is to count tempo, not just points. Measure a card by how many turns sooner it lets your engine fire, then snowball that lead. Learn to hate draft, in Terraforming Mars and Race, taking a card your opponent needs, or choosing a phase they were counting on, is often worth more than your own marginal build. And manage variance. In high luck builders, favor flexible, multipath engines over a fragile combo that one unlucky draw can kill. Which of the two heavyweights should you own? That is the genre's great debate, and it deserves its own answer below. Ark Nova versus Terraforming Mars. In one breath, Ark Nova is the tighter, more modern, more replayable engine. Its action track creates constant tension. Terraforming Mars is the beloved sprawling classic with a shared progress theme and decades of expansions. Buy the freshest design or the genre touchstone, you will not regret either. Tame Terraforming Mars's slow opening, add the Prelude expansion to jumpstart your engine, and cut the grindy first hour. Or play Ares Expedition for a board-free, hour-long version, though Ares is weaker at two players. How do you keep it joyful at a family table? The genre is not only for the brain burner crowd. There is a family tier, and it delights children and grandparents with the same asterisk click that hooks veterans. Wingspan, Gizmos, Splendor, and It's a Wonderful World, short, beautiful, and low friction. Gizmos is the best aha game for a child. The marble chain reactions are visible and gratifying. A kid who triggers a four-card cascade understands what an engine is more deeply than any rulebook could teach them. For mixed ages, It's a Wonderful World plays simultaneously, so nobody waits and downtime stays low even at five players, the surest way to keep a young player from drifting off. Make the first family game low stakes. Let everyone build freely, then, at the end, point out who turned their engine on fastest. It teaches the genre's core lesson painlessly, without anyone losing for it, and use the gentle on-ramps when they exist, Wingspan's cooperative Oceania mode and its solo Automa are excellent for teaching the rhythm before a competitive night. The host's true art is the graduation ladder. Lead with splendor, step up to Wingspan, then a galaxy game, charting how the group levels up across a season. A table grows the way an engine does, one well-chosen upgrade at a time. Teaching kids the click, set up gizmos, build a small chain, then let the child press the trigger and watch the marbles cascade. The visible chain reaction does the teaching for you. Lowest downtime at 5 players, It's a Wonderful World resolves simultaneously. Everyone drafts and builds at once, so a full table never stalls waiting on one analytical player. The player's code, winning, losing and hosting with Grace Engine Builder's snowball, and a snowball is unkind to the scoreboard. A runaway leader can look brutal even when the game was close in spirit. So the genre carries an etiquette of its own, and the host who keeps it keeps the table. Win graciously. If your engine ran away, credit the draft and the cards that broke your way and offer a rematch. The runaway leader feeling is the genre's most cited sore spot. Do not rub it in. Lose well. A misfired engine, built too long, fired too late, is a lesson, not a tragedy. Name what you would pivot earlier next time. Veterans respect a player who diagnoses their own timing far more than one who blames the draw. Host with judgment. Match the game to the table's appetite for length. Never open a newcomer's night with Arc Nova or base Terraforming Mars. And for icon-heavy games, tell new players up front that games 1 through 3 are about reading the icons, not winning. Setting that expectation prevents the "I hate this" wall that kills otherwise great games before they bloom. Denial is fair, hate drafting and blocking a phase are part of the contest. But avoid pure kingmaking, do not hand the win to a third player out of spite. Play to win, or play to deny the leader. Never to settle a score. Respect the clock, plan your turn during everyone else's. Long analysis paralysis turns are the single most cited reason groups stop, bringing the heavy engine builders out. Pacing is the genre's core courtesy. The training game, welcome a newcomer with open hands and take backs allowed. The snowball is merciless to a first-timer's early stumble, letting them rebuild keeps them in the hobby. Culture, snacks, and the rituals of a genre, night a genre this beloved grows its own folklore, and the wise host leans into it. A few rituals worth stealing. Run, a graduation ladder night. Open on splendor or gizmos, climb to Wingspan, finish with a galaxy game, and watch the table level up over a single evening. Keep a first three games patience pledge beside any icon-heavy title. A small printed reminder that Race for the Galaxy's symbols asterisk do click by game 4, so nobody bounces off too early. Give players a pivot turn bookmark by the round counter, nudging them to switch from building to scoring before the final round. It targets the genre's number one mistake directly, and it works. And feed the theme. Pair the game with the snack. Birdseed Trail mix for Wingspan, Red Rocks Candy for Terraforming Mars, a potion mocktail for the magic engine of Ray's Arcana. Small touches, but they turn a game night into an occasion, and an occasion is what brings a table back. For the player between game nights, do not forget the solo modes. Wingspan's Automa, Terraforming Mars Solo, Arc Nova Solo, and Ray's Arcana all let you practice your engine alone. The engine, after all, is a skill, and skills are kept sharp in private. The engine clicked the click, the exact moment a game's engine turns on and starts producing for you Gizmo's Marble Cascade, Splendor's Discount Avalanche, Wingspan's Brown Power Chain. The feeling the whole genre exists to deliver. Snack pairings for a genre night: Wingspan, then Birdseed Trail Mix. Terraforming Mars, then Red Rocks Candy. Ray's Arcana, then Potion Mocktails. Theme the table and the night remembers itself. Final verdict. Here is the sensei's ruling. Buy Wingspan first, it is the truest teacher in the genre and the right gift for nearly any table. When the click no longer surprises you, climb to Arc Nova, our number one game and the deepest, most replayable engine built to date. Take Terraforming Mars instead, only if you want the beloved classic over the modern champion. For a fast, brilliant two-player night, Razor Kana does in 20 minutes what others need 2 hours to manage. And whatever you bring to the table, remember the one teaching that outranks every ranking on this page. Build the machine, yes, but turn it on. An engine you never fire scores nothing. Still deciding. Take the game finder, answer 7 quick questions, and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table, with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. What exactly is an engine building board game? It is a game where you build a self-reinforcing system that converts resources into points, money, or actions with rising efficiency over time. You start weak, upgrade across the game, and eventually the system runs itself, producing more each turn. Tableau builders, Wingspan, Terraforming Mars, Deck Builders, Dominion, Dice Builders, Roll for the Galaxy, and Bag Builders are all branches of the same family. What's the best engine builder for a complete beginner? Wingspan. It makes the snowball feeling obvious, it's beautiful, and it teaches itself. If you want something even lighter and shorter, Splendor or Gizmos are the cleanest. This is what an engine is introductions, both in the 30 to 40 minute range. Arc Nova or Terraforming Mars, which heavyweight should I get? Both are excellent 2 hour plus brain burners. Arc Nova is the tighter, more modern, more replayable engine. Its action card track creates constant tension and the card pool is enormous. Terraforming Mars is the beloved classic with a shared progress theme and decades of expansions. If you want the freshest design, the community leans Arc Nova. If you want the genre touchstone, take Terraforming Mars. Is Race for the Galaxy really worth pushing through the learning curve? Yes, according to most who own it. The icon-only cards are genuinely hard for the first 3 or 4 games, but once the symbols click, it becomes one of the fastest, deepest, most replayable card engines you can own. Many players name it their most played game ever. If the wall worries you, Roll for the Galaxy, the dice version, is a gentler entry to the same system. Is Everdell actually an engine builder? Only partly. It's primarily a worker placement game with a card tableau that combos for endgame points, plus a lot of card draw luck. It has engine elements, but for pure, efficient engine building, Terraforming Mars or Race for the Galaxy deliver more. Most people buy Everdell for its theme and the showpiece 3D Ever Tree, and on those terms, it's worth every cent. Which engine builders play best at 2 players? Razor Arcana is designed to shine head-to-head in about 20 minutes. Wingspan, with its Duet and Automa modes, and base Terraforming Mars also play great at 2. Note that Terraforming Mars, Ares Expedition is specifically weaker at 2 players, so prefer the original or Razor Arcana for a 2-player engine night.